Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Help. I Am Dying, Again Overcoming Health. Anxiety with Cognitive Behavioral Therapy is a practical self-help guide by Brittany Chesworth, a licensed psychotherapist with experience treating anxiety and training in CBT. The book focuses on health anxiety, a pattern in which ordinary bodily sensations, ambiguous symptoms, medical uncertainty, or online health information trigger intense fear of serious illness or death. Rather than treating these fears as irrational in a dismissive way, Chesworth presents them as learned cycles of interpretation, checking, reassurance seeking, avoidance, and temporary relief. The purpose of the book is to help readers understand how these cycles persist and how CBT strategies can interrupt them. Its genre is clinical self-help, but it is written for general readers as well as for professionals who want a clear application of CBT to health-related worry. The emphasis is practical, structured, and evidence-informed, with attention to repeated practice rather than quick reassurance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, health anxiety is presented as a self-reinforcing cycle rather than a single fear. A central idea in Help, I Am Dying Again is that health anxiety is not limited to worrying about illness. It is a repeating cycle in which bodily sensations are noticed, interpreted as dangerous, and then managed through behaviors that seem useful in the short term, but keep the anxiety active. A headache, pulse change, skin mark, stomach sensation, or unexplained pain can become evidence of catastrophe when the anxious mind treats uncertainty as danger. The book frames this process through CBT thoughts, emotions, bodily responses, and behaviors influence each other. This is important because it moves the reader away from asking whether each symptom is dangerous and toward asking how the anxiety system is operating. The cycle can include scanning the body, researching symptoms, seeking reassurance, avoiding medical information, or repeatedly visiting doctors despite earlier reassurance. Each behavior may reduce fear briefly, but it also teaches the brain that the feared possibility required emergency action. By naming the cycle, Chesworth gives readers a practical target for change. Secondly, catastrophic interpretations of bodily sensations become the main CBT target. The book uses CBT to show how health anxiety depends heavily on interpretation. A bodily sensation is not automatically terrifying. It becomes terrifying when the mind assigns it a catastrophic meaning. Chesworth focuses on the gap between sensation and conclusion, where a reader may move quickly from a normal discomfort to the belief that a serious disease is present. This approach matters because health anxiety often feels like a medical problem alone, while the maintaining mechanism is frequently cognitive and behavioral. CBT does not ask readers to pretend symptoms do not exist. Instead, it asks them to examine probability, alternative explanations, evidence, and the effect of anxious reasoning. The book is practical because it treats catastrophic thinking as a habit that can be identified and challenged through repeated exercises. This includes recognizing mental shortcuts such as assuming the worst, overvaluing rare outcomes, or treating uncertainty as proof of danger. The goal is not perfect certainty about health, which is impossible, but a more flexible response to symptoms. Thirdly, reassurance seeking and symptom research are treated as safety behaviors with hidden costs. A distinctive practical emphasis of the book is its attention to safety behaviors, especially online symptom searching and repeated reassurance seeking. People with health anxiety often believe these behaviors are responsible forms of self-protection. Chesworth explains why they can instead preserve anxiety. Searching symptoms may expose a person to frightening possibilities without clinical context, and asking friends, family, or clinicians for repeated confirmation can make temporary calm dependent on external reassurance. The relief is real, but it usually fades, prompting the same behavior again. CBT views this pattern as a reinforcement loop. Anxiety rises, a safety behavior reduces it, and the mind concludes that the behavior prevented disaster. The long-term cost is reduced tolerance for normal uncertainty and increased attention to bodily threat. The book therefore encourages readers to evaluate not only whether a behavior feels comforting, but whether it teaches independence from fear. This analysis is concrete and useful because it targets everyday habits that make health anxiety exhausting. Fourthly, exposure and response prevention help readers tolerate uncertainty about health. The book includes exposure-based principles as part of its CBT framework. For health anxiety, exposure does not mean ignoring genuine medical needs. It means gradually facing the sensations, thoughts, situations, and uncertainties that have become linked with panic, while reducing compulsive responses such as checking, Googling, or reassurance seeking. This is a crucial distinction because many readers may assume that recovery requires eliminating fear before acting differently. Exposure works in the opposite direction by acting differently while fear is present. The brain learns that anxiety can rise and fall without emergency reassurance. Chesworth positions this as a retraining process, not a one-time insight. Examples in this category may include resisting body scanning, delaying searches, reading health-related words without spiraling, or allowing a minor sensation to remain unexplained when no urgent medical signs are present. The broader purpose is to rebuild tolerance for uncertainty. Since no one can have complete certainty about health, improvement depends on changing the relationship to doubt. Lastly, the book balances clinical structure with personal familiarity with health anxiety. Help! I am dying, again stands out because it is written by a therapist who is described as having personal familiarity with health anxiety as well as professional expertise. This matters for tone and usability. Some health anxiety resources can feel either overly clinical or overly reassuring. Chesworth appears to combine a clinician-informed CBT structure with an understanding of how urgent and convincing health fears can feel from the inside. That combination supports a non-judgmental but direct approach. The book does not treat reassurance as the solution, nor does it shame readers for wanting certainty. Instead, it explains why the desire for certainty is understandable and why it becomes a trap. Its accessibility also makes the material relevant beyond individual sufferers. Therapists, trainees, and students can use it as an example of how CBT concepts, such as cognitive restructuring, exposure, safety behaviors, and behavioral experiments can be translated into plain language. The book, therefore, functions both as guided self-help and as a practical model for explaining health anxiety. In conclusion, Help! I Am Dying Again is best suited for readers who recognize patterns of repeated symptom checking, online health research, fear of unexplained sensations, or dependence on reassurance after medical concern. It may also be useful for therapists, psychology students, and healthcare-adjacent professionals who want a clear example of CBT applied to health anxiety. Its practical benefit lies in shifting attention from the question of whether every sensation is dangerous to the more useful question of how anxious responses are being maintained. Readers can gain a vocabulary for identifying catastrophic interpretation, safety behaviors, avoidance, reassurance loops, and intolerance of uncertainty. Compared with many general anxiety self-help books, this one stands out through its narrow focus on illness fear and its direct connection between CBT theory and everyday health anxiety behaviors. Compared with simple reassurance-based guides, it is more rigorous because it does not promise certainty or symptom elimination. Its value is in teaching a repeatable method for responding differently when fear appears. It should not replace appropriate medical evaluation when symptoms require care, but it can help readers reduce the anxiety patterns that continue after reassurance, normal tests, or ambiguous sensations. If you would like to support Brittany Chesworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.